We are about to begin Simin Kuf Lamed Hey. We'll be doing the first two Si'ifim. B'sheni v'chamishi u'b'shabes mincha korin shlosha. We are about to begin the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah. The Mishnah Berurah gives something of an introduction, a bit of a hagdama, and he says like this, he quotes a Rambam. Moshe Rabbeinu was metakin the inyan of Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, on Monday and Thursday, in order that the Klal Yisrael not go for 3 days without Kriyas HaTorah. Ezra also added Kriyas HaTorah at Shabbos Mincha. This is for the sake of the Yoshvei Kronos. Who are Yoshvei Kronos? So some say Pshat, the Rosh says Pshat, that they don't come to Shul on Monday and Thursday, whereas others say that even though they're in Shul, but during the week they don't do any learning, so he added an extra Kriya on Shabbos Mincha. Also, Ezra added that on the Kriyas that Moshe Rabbeinu was metakin, they should call up 3 people, and that there should be a minimum of 10 psukim laned all the time. The Yerushalmi, the Mishnah Berurah brings, says that Moshe was metakin Shabbos, Yontif, Rosh Chodesh, and Chol HaMoed as well. So the Mechaber says, B'sheni v'chamishu b'Shabbos Mincha, on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos Mincha, Korin Shlosha, we call up 3, Ein Pochsin Mehem, not fewer than that, Vein Mosifin Aleim, and not more than that, 3 and 3 only. Why do we not add? That is because of bittul malacha. People have to go to work. Ve'ein maftir in benavi, and there is also no maftir on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos mincha. Says the Rama now, v'mhoyu beis chasanim beveis haknesses ve'hem yisraelim. What if on a Monday or Thursday or Shabbos mincha, there are 2 chasanim in shul, and they're both yisraelim? So you call up the Kohen, you call up the Levi. Now whom do you give the 3rd aliyah to? Which of the Chasanim? Mutter lohosif likros dalit. The Ramah Paskins, it is mutter to give them both aliyahs, and you'll call up 4. Why is it? The lidid who have the ki yontif. Because for them it's like yontif, shemutter lohosif. For them it's considered like yontif. Venira says the Ramah, if that's the case, and he brought this halacha from the Mardchi, Venira, dehu hadin, that it's the same thing, lifnei balei bris, the yontif shalahemu. What happens if you have 2 balei bris, 2 people that are balei bris, so that there too, there's a mitzvah to give them both an aliyah, give them both an aliyah, even though it's Monday or Thursday, because it's their yontif. Now, lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, our minig is not this way. Not for 2 chasanim, and certainly not for 2 balei bris. We are not mosif on Monday, Thursday, or Shabbos at mincha at all. Now, when are you supposed to lane? So you're supposed to lane in shachris. Why are you supposed to lane in shachris? So that's only because we want to do it first thing in the morning. But the truth of the matter is that on sheni, chamishi, and of course Shabbos, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah could be the entire day. So if for some reason they didn't lane, you can make up for it later during the day, anytime during the day. Sif Beis, Mokom Shemafsikin B'Shabbos Shachris, the place that they got up to last Shabbos, in other words, the end of the previous Parsha, B'Shachris, Shom Korin D'Mincha, that's where you lane at Mincha. So Shabbos Shachris, we finish a Parsha. Mincha, we begin the next Parsha. Uvesheni, uvachamishi, uveshabbos haba. That's where we start on Mincha, Shabbos Mincha. We'll start the same place again. Monday, the same place again Thursday, and then the same place again on next Shabbos. Hagah, imbitlu Shabbos achas, kriyas haTorah b'tzibur. What happens if they missed one Shabbos, kriyas haTorah b'tzibur? Korin osa Parsha, l'Shabbos haba korin osa parsha, and parsha shaycha l'osa Shabbos. So a week later, you lane the previous week's parsha as well as the proper Shabbos, the proper kriya for that Shabbos. Now, first of all, what happens if on one Shabbos they just lane the wrong parsha? What do you do? So, for example, let's say they were supposed to lane parshas Chayasor, and they lane parshas Toldos. What do you do the next week? Can you go back and lane Chayasara? Or better than that week itself, if were the Yotze Kriyas HaTorah by laning the wrong week? So Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there's a machlokas. There's an actual machlokas of whether or not they were yotze in the first place. Now next, the Ramah taught us that there was an inyan of making up for what you missed last week. The Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokas if that works midin tashlumin, or that's just a halacha where Chazal said you've got to lay next week. The nafkamina is tashlumin only works if it wasn't bemezid. What happens if bemezid they decided we're not doing kriyas haTorah chalila, and a week later they want to do tshuva? Do they redo? Do they lay in the parsha they should have lain last week as well, or do we say there's no tashlumin to a mezid? So he brings down a machlokas in that. Beis vehei, there is no tashlumin. If for some reason they didn't lay in on a Monday or a Thursday, you don't make up for it the next Monday or Thursday. Now, what happens if on Shabbos they started laning, but they had to stop in the middle? This was something that happened many years ago in Eretz Yisrael. I remember this was during the Gulf War, where there was actually there was an air raid sign in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, and many shuls stopped the Kriya at that point, and people went home. And the question was, what to do the week after? Where do you begin from? So according to the Mishnah Berurah, a week later, you cannot start from the middle of the previous parsha. What you do is you go back to the beginning of the previous parsha. But the first ole has to lain everything that was lain the previous week, plus three new psukim. So if they got up to chamishi, the kohen would get all the way up to chamishi plus three psukim after that. And then you would give the other aliyahs past that point, and the way you do it when you lay in two parshias is that you have to make sure that somebody gets some in one parsha and some in the next parsha. Preferably that is done in the middle. So what you do is you don't stop at the end of one parsha and then call someone else up. So here too, you'd have to give a few aliyahs in the first one if you still can. And then one of them would include the end of the first parsha and the beginning of the second parsha. Now, what happens if they miss Kriyas HaTorah in the morning? So we already said that you can lain the whole day. So if you miss Kriyas HaTorah in the morning, at Mincha, they can lain the entire parsha. But that's only on Shabbos. You can't go on Monday or Thursday and lain the entire parsha, because the entire Shabbos is the Zman for laning. Monday and Thursday is not. Why not, by the way? Why weren't they mitakin that you could lay in a whole parsha on Monday and Thursday? That's because of bitul malacha, because it is a weekday. What happens if the previous week was a Shabbos that you were supposed to lay in two parshias? Or the next week is the week that you're holding in now, you missed one parsha last week, and now they're laying in two parshias this week. Is there an inyan of laying three parshias, or is that too much? So there are some dais that you're allowed to lane all three, and others say no, you can only lane two. Since you can only lane two, and you're not going to do a total hashlama if there were two the previous week, so we don't do any hashlama. So according to some, you don't the week after the two parshias being mechubar that you missed, the week after you would just lane the parsha, and you'd skip those two previous ones. Similarly, if this is a week that they lane two and the previous week was one, we'd only lane those two and not that other one. What happens if they missed Parshas Vayechi and now it's Parshas Shemos? Some say you cannot lane both. The reason being, because remember, we have to have somebody laning partially in the first parsha, partially in the second parsha. And it is improper to have someone lane from two totally different svarim. La halacha, we paskin not to lane from two different svarim. However, if someone does it, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that we say ein limchos, you don't protest that. What's considered that they didn't hear? For example, what happens if you have a shul where most of the people heard the kriya, but some people didn't? The halacha is that you go by rov tzibur. If rov tzibur did not hear the kriya, the halacha is that you would lane again the next week, and if not, not. When you do hashlama, the halacha is first you have to lane last week's, then you lane this week's. This is different than the tashlumen of a tefillah, where first you do the tefillah for now, and then you do the tefillah of the tashlumen. Here, first you lane the tashlumen, and then now the reason being that you're supposed to lane in accordance with the seder of the parshias that Moshe Rabbeinu made.